Anybody, just try to give somebody a hug. Come on, I know we love each other that much, but you can sit back down now. I just want to, you know, give us all a hug, you know, just so we can wake up a little bit, ready for the lesson, right? All right, so Dave said that you got to do a lesson on this summer in your internship. I was like, okay, I'll do something on it. I was going to use pictures, but I couldn't get any. I lost my phone, so I didn't have no pictures. So I'm just going to kind of give you stories, and I'm going to kind of tell you what this whole summer kind of taught me. It's been an intern. So let's just start with Cabot, because they the first one that came. I mean, we had a little trip, but Cabot, first time I started working. I remember it was a very interesting day camp. That day camp was really hard to run. The main reason why is because we let middle schoolers there. And y'all know, if y'all know our middle schoolers, they don't listen to nothing, trust me. And the worst part was that the cabin people had some younger people who were trying to tell our middle schoolers what to do. I mean, you can't tell a 13-year-old, if you're 12 years old, you can't tell a 13-year-old what to do. They won't listen. But that's just whatever. And I just remember thinking during Cabot, as we were just kind of going around and trying to tell kids to stop and trying to do all that and trying to get it all run, I just remember thinking all the time that these middle schools are just stressing everybody out. So why do they even come? I mean, they're going around, they just doing anything they want, not listening to nobody. You can do it at home. You just want to play outside, do it at home. You want to play inside. You can do it at your own house. I mean, you don't have to do it here. And I just keep on thinking, why would you just do that? But I come back to that. All right. So let's move on to another story. Let's move on to overnight camp. It is this one thing, very unique thing that happened to me. I had my own team. The other teammate was Jiraiya. And it was one night. It was the second night. Yeah, I believe. They told us to go find the animals, right? So the animals are the, like, people, and they go hide, and we got to find them, kind of like hide and seek, kind of. So we go out, we find a couple of people, and we end up behind this boy's cabin where this valley is at. We was with that valley, and we had this kid his name was Caden, right? Except this kid was annoying everybody on my team. So my whole team was, oh, Jaquan, I mean, I'm tired of this kid. Jaquan, this kid got on my nerves. I'm like, just be quiet. Just don't say nothing to him. He won't say nothing to you, even though he'll say something. Then the whole team would just go crazy. So me in this valley, we get in this circle. We're like, all right, let's count everybody. Dry and count. She said, 1, 2, 3. We count everybody. Then Caden said something. The whole team got aroused. Then Jiraiya said, everybody be quiet. And then she got on Caden. I said, Jiraiya, I got this, right? I just told her simple. I said, Jiraiya, I got this. Don't ever tell a woman that for some reason. She said, what, you got this? And then she started going this rampage. She's like, what? You going this and that? I'm like, what do I do? And she's like, you and this and that, you think you're better than me? I'm like, I just told you I got this. And she was over there just going off on me. Now, have you ever had somebody just pull like a nerve in your head? It's like they just pulling on you, just feel it. You're like, And that's not the way I feel like. She was just, you know, I was at the moment of just snapping off on her myself. But what I did, I just said, Jiraiya, we'll talk about this later. That's what I told her. I just said, we're just going to talk about it later. And all the kids like, oh, you gotta snap on. What you gonna do? I said, we're just going to talk about it later. And I wasn't arguing with her. She was arguing with me. That's how the way I said it, but whatever. And I felt like that was a really good thing to not go off on her, because I was this close to going off on her, but I didn't. I just kept on moving on. But let's come on. Let's go to another story. Let's talk about the mission trip. I would say this mission trip was one of the best mission trips I ever had. Reason why that is because, not just because of the skits I ran. It was really wonderful skits. I'm glad I did that. But it was the people we was with the whole time. It was this little family. It was like five children. They was with us the whole time as we was doing mission trips. So basically, they was on their own mission trip. And I remember two things. I'm going to tell you two things. All right. The littlest one's name is Gracie. She was a very wonderful little girl. And she was like, the type of little girl you just look at and you're just like, wow, man, she's just wonderful. That's the only thing you can think of. Now, I remember we were going to the Minions movie. And I sat down. I'm like, oh, I'm ready to go to sleep. Like Chef, he went to sleep and started snoring. But other than that, I was on the whole other side. So he told me he was going to go to sleep. I sat on the other side. All right, so we was there, and I was sitting next to Ernest, ready to go to sleep. And then here come Gracie. She sat next to me, and I'm like, oh, wow, okay, I got Gracie next to me, okay. So the movie started up, and I'm all ready to go to sleep, and she passed me on the shoulder. She said, hey, Jaquan, look at this part. I'm like, oh, yeah, that's good, uh-huh. She said, I'm like, okay, finna get ready to go to sleep. She tapped me again, Jaquan, hey, look at this part. This one of the good parts. I'm like, oh, hey, this is a good part. So me, she just kept on doing. She said, hey, Jaquan this and hey, Jaquan that. And she would start laughing. And then for some reason, I had the very urge to just laugh with her. It's like, ha, yeah, that is funny. That is kind of funny. This movie is starting to get great. I'm starting to like this movie even more. I'm over there paying attention. Hey, Gracie, what's going to happen next? She's like, oh, Jaquan, this is going to be great. I'm like, oh, man, I can't wait. And it's just it's kind of like a huge impact. Just started thinking of just her just watching it with you. You're just like, wow, she's just so interested in this movie that barely have any dialogue at all. But she was just ready and pumped. It made me ready and pumped to watch the movie. Another story is with her older sister. I can't remember her name. What's the? Oh, it sure was. It's sad because she was my door knocking partner. I don't even know her name. But what happened was we had door knocking partners, of course. And she was my door knocking partner. I remember looking at her face as she was going door knocking. It was always ready to get the next door. And to tell you the truth, I do not like door knocking at all. That's one of the things I hate most. Door knocking. Ugh. But she was so ready to just go knock on the next door. I walked to a door. She'll walk to a door. I'm like, hey, don't go off somewhere else. And she'll go off two other doors. I'm like, I got to keep my eyes on you. And I have to rush over there. But that was just a little tidbit. And it just kind of reminded me of how much she loves just going knocking on people's doors and telling them about her church. And I just thought it was very inspirational. So I thought it was very cool. All right, let's get off the mission trip and let's go to the Otter Creek. And I'm telling you, Otter Creek, like the most wonderful people ever, I'm telling you. They ran day camp very, very well. We came to day camp most of the time, they didn't know what to do because there was nothing to do. They did everything for us. But I do remember this one kid. His name, I can't believe it was Jake, right? It was Jake. And everybody was going off with kids. And I just remember one time, he was laying there on that little thing out there, down there, downstairs. I came into him, I tapped on his leg. I'm like, hey, get up. We got to be with the kids. That's why you're here, right? He's like, yeah. He got up. And he sat over there with his other friends. And as soon as he sat down, his other friends got up and left. I'm like, wow. So he just left with them. And I just started thinking, why are you doing all this? I mean, like, why are you coming to, like, this day camp if you don't plan on hanging out with the kids? And I started wondering myself. I'm like, why am I doing all of this? Like, why am I involved in the church? Why am I starting to like, why am I doing everything myself? I just can't talk about him. And I started to realize, like, what I'm all about. And I started to realize who I am. I remember one time we was at day camp, at overnight camp, and I told Miss Bessie, I said, Miss Bessie, I know who I am. She's like, do you? Do you really? I'm like, maybe not. Maybe not so much. And now I come back to think about it. I know who I am. And it's extremely simple. I'm the Lord's servant. No matter what I do, no matter if I slay 1,000 guys or if I'm just a homeless guy on the street, I'm the Lord's servant. No matter if I get a wife, a child, a great job, I'm still the Lord's servant. And it just kind of, I just started simmering that. The Lord's servant? How great is that? How wonderful is that? No matter what I do, I'll always be the Lord's servant. He will never forsake me no matter what. And I thought that was just amazing. I mean, Jared gave me this great question. He said, tell me the value. Why would you want to be the Lord's servant, right? And I started thinking. Because it's the only reason why you should move on. I mean, think about it. That's the only reason why you should love. Because you think you will love your child, your spouse, without God? Do you? Because, like the song said, what is love? God is love. Which means you cannot love without God. Which means everything we do at the church, we cannot do without God. Which means what? We all God's servants, no matter what we do, no matter what we are, no matter how we go about anything in this world. It's all secondary compared to the Lord. Isn't it? Isn't that great to see? Something, we can do all these things. The reason why I press on, the reason why I didn't say anything to Jeriah that one time, because I loved her enough because God told me to love. The reason why I watched the movie and laughed with Gracie is because I loved her in, well, not the movie that much, but I loved her a lot because the Lord told me to. And everything I've done, everything, the reason why I keep on pressing on, I just remember Chef telling me one time, he said, Jaquan, you know the reason why you do things, right? And he shows up a money sign. Then I said in the back of my head, I don't do it for the money, though. The reason why I start interning is not for the money. I mean, that's a great thing. But I didn't do it just for the money. I mean, Brandon also told me about, he said, Jaquan, I asked him, I said, Brandon, why don't we do the get up in the morning things and start praying? I think that's a good thing to do. He said, would you mind leading it? I was like, of course. Then he started telling me, he said, Jaquan, you know you don't have to do this just because you're an intern. I'm like, I know. I'm not doing any of this for money. I'm doing all of this for God. Hey, that's what it's all about. I'm not doing the steps for money. I'm doing it for God. I'm not doing anything in this world for anything else but for God. And that's the only thing that keeps me going. And that's why I say it's something that's so unique to be the Lord's servant in just in everyday life. And that's what I'm just trying to tell you today, that I believe that I solely am, no matter what I do, no matter what I become, I'll always be the Lord's servant. And I believe that about everybody in here too. No matter what you do, no matter how you are, you'll always be the Lord's servant. No matter what. So, invitation thing. I never think about the invitation part. So, if you want to get baptized, we got a thing up there. So, woo! Yeah. Thank you.